When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I really don't know what to even start this week with. I feel like.
What have you. Did you see Trina on All Elite?
Yes, and it was. Okay, first of all, I am not a fan of. Celebrities and shit in wrestling, because I feel like it devalues the actual wrestling part of it. Like, it brings a bigger demographic to it in the sense of people who aren't normally wrestling fans are now suddenly talking about it because they're one of their bitches was on there. Like, but in the same breath, I'm always like, this is valuable TV time that actual people that are signed to this company could be using, and you're giving it away to celebrities. Kudos, but no. But she looked cute.
You're very invested.
Yes, I'm like, I'm one of those people, when it comes to wrestling, I can probably tell you more about wrestling than I can about anything else. But it's one of those things where you don't get to actually, like, ever use this knowledge unless you're talking to someone else who actually watches wrestling. So it's, like, very
There have been celebrities on wrestling since, like, the beginning
Hate it. And it was only used in the beginning just to get bigger eyes. Like, when Hulk Hogan and... It was Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, Cyndi Lauper, then they brought in Pam Anderson, then they brought in... fucking Regis Philbin, then Van, like, during the 80s, 70s, well, early 80s is when they were, like, trying to rebrand wrestling to be cool, and so they used celebrities to do it, and so they've always been implemented since then.
I remember when NeNe was on there. I didn't see it live.
Yeah.
But I remember her being on there, like, girl, what is going on?
That is considered the one of the worst periods of wrestling in history, because they would do something on, like, Raw every Monday where they would have a celebrity guest host. And it would just be, like, random celebrities. You have fucking NeNe running around talking about how Reed's your sister. And then she, her big ass, walking around the ring with the divas. And I'm just looking like, no, this is horrible. I hate all that shit. Like, I want all celebrities. Like unless you're training to become a wrestler, like Paul, like Logan Paul, and like Bad Bunny, because Bad Bunny's a great wrestler, by the way. He, like, he kills it.
What? That is so random.
Yes, he, like, so he, like, did, like, a couple shows, and he's, like, really good in the ring. He's very athletic. He's, like, he moves like a wrestler that's been wrestling for at least, I'll give him 2 years. He's really good.
Okay.
Snooki was good, too.
Snooki, a wrestler?
Yes, Snooki was really good. She had a WrestleMania match, and she, like, busted out this back handspring and, like, totally, like, killed on one of the girls. It was really cute, though. Go, Snooki. I love Snooki.
Well, welcome to the show, you guys. This is another edition of Bottoms Next Door. I am
And I'm your top bottom, Ken Lush. The bottom
How was
next
your
door.
Week, sweetie?
Oh, we're going to start. No, bitch. We don't want to start with mine. How was your week?
What? We gotta start with my week. My week was uneventful, as usual.
Okay. How was your weekend before the week?
Don't do this.
It's time.
You have to do this.
I mean, I think it's time we go down that alley and open those can of worms. How was your... What was that? Saturday? Sunday. How was your Saturday into your Sunday?
I know what you're alluding to, and I'm not telling all my tea like that, but I did have some fun.
Okay.
With a man on Saturday.
See, that's weird. So basically what I'm getting to is the fact that you completed your homework.
Oh wait, what was the homework?
For you to go out and be a slut.
I don't remember that.
But yeah, that was like Well, I did it, teacher. Don't know how.
Yeah, failure, Saturday was fun. And then Sunday I went over to my friend's house for a little he barbecued. And I'm about to call the police on my neighbors because they're talking very loud while I'm trying to record. So that's annoying.
They're really going at it.
But I had a really annoying, the weekend, it was fun, but it was annoying because I like to do nothing when I'm not working. And I was doing a lot that weekend. So I just was annoyed by the time Monday came and I was unrested.
I feel like that's one of the, like, the hindrances of being old now. Like, when the weekend comes, I legit don't want to do shit. Like,
there's
I don't want anything
that can get me out of the bed.
There's, like, people come to town all the time. They're like, oh, do you want to go hang out? Not really. I've been working legit all week. And I have, like, basically 1 day, 1.5 day to really relax. Because Sunday doesn't count as a relaxed day. Because you're already, like, preparing mentally for Monday. And so it brings you out of relaxation mode. So basically you have 1 day off a week. And that's Saturday.
I literally try to make sure I at least rest on Sundays, like, totally.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do the flip, like, I'll rest on Saturday on accident, and I'm like, well, fuck, now I gotta do everything on Sunday because I didn't get out of the fucking bed on Saturday.
That part. I try to, like, mostly I do all my things on Saturday because Sunday I usually is, like, my picture day. So I usually go try to find somewhere to take pictures that Sunday, or if it gets dark here early now. So, but like, if I'm not done with work by at least 5, I can't do nothing, and I don't get done usually till 45. So, that's that on that. So my weekends are for me, like, in pictures.
Speaking of, like, sleeping in bed all day, how many pillows?
What was that sigh? That was such a deep sigh.
Well, because I'm tired. And I'm just thinking about how tired I was last weekend.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you're tired.
Well, how many pillows do you sleep with? This was a thing that happened on Twitter a couple of days ago. Somebody asked.
2.
Okay, so I'm not the only weirdo. I really have 2 pillows on my bed, and I probably sleep with 1. Sometimes I don't sleep on it.
Yeah, it's the standard 2 pillows. Like, I used to have, like, about, like, 8 pillows on my bed. But at the end of the day, I prefer the temperature of my room cold with my body lukewarm. So it doesn't make sense to have all those pillows because that's more heat. And then half the time, like, I really just want 1 cold pillow that I can fall asleep on. And after I'm asleep, I usually sleep all the night through, so...
Yeah, I like to cuddle with one. I keep my firmer pillow I cuddle with, and then my sleeping pillow is totally flat and useless.
That's how I like it. I feel like I need to, like, go replace my pillows. I've had these same pillows for probably, like, a year now. And now every time I look, now that you mentioned flat, I'm like, these pillows look very sad.
Guess where I got my flat pillow from, my newest one?
Target.
Dollar Tree.
Oh, is it nice? Was it nice before it became flat?
I don't know because, I mean, it is from Dollar Tree, and I'm not picky with pillows because I like them to be flat. So I get.
Do you?
Not for me. Yeah.
I like a hotel pillow, like, you know, like you lay your head on it and, like, you kind of sink into it, but it's, like,
yeah,
still, like,
yeah, I do like those pillows. If I can afford one, I'll get one.
Yeah, I like
they're expensive.
I overall enjoy hotel experiences. Like, I feel like it's something about a hotel that everything feels kind of different than, like, at your own house.
The blanket is heavier. The air is crisper and colder.
Yeah.
The pillows are definitely, like, gonna put you to sleep.
Automatically. It's like they put something in hotel room, like, vents that, like, pump out this. I don't know what the fuck it is, but the vibe in hotels is nuts.
The air in hotels is literally, they have what they call, it's called... Arctic freeze, I think, and there's a pipe that goes from every hotel straight to Antarctica, and that's how it's so cold.
I was going to say the scientist next door. I thought you were, like, saying something smart, and then it went straight to hell.
I just made that up. You see how I made it believable? I like took a pause and made you think that I was, like, really thinking about it.
In tribute to my Taurus sister Candy, you just made that up.
The music they use in reality shows is fucking hilarious. But let's light this blunt.
Yeah. That reality TV music is so fucking.
It's very dramatic.
like jazzy pop shit.
I haven't smoked all day.
Oh, you about to be high as fuck. That's good though.
I've started. I just told you this, but for the listeners. I've started to not smoke in the morning before I go to work. Mm-hmm. So, like, I smoked before bed. I didn't even smoke before bed last night, which is, like, you know, I guess I'm easing my way into a detox because I do want to take a smoking break. I usually take a couple of those a year. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's what I'm on my way to do. But I didn't smoke last night before I went to bed because I was so sleepy. I just literally ate and watched I started a new anime, and then I went to sleep. And I didn't smoke this morning, so.
Wait, what anime?
It's called Hunter x Hunter.
Okay, I'm not into anime, but all the hot guys watch anime, so I feel like I should be at least touched up on some shit.
That's what got me into, well, that's not what got me into anime, but it's true that.
Oh, you're that girl. You're that girl.
No. I don't remember what the first anime was that I watched, mm-hmm. but Castlevania is like my shit. Like, mm-hmm. once I watched that, I was like, okay, I understand. Actually, the first anime I watched was Neo Yokio. I think that's the name of it. Jaden Smith. It was Jaden Smith.
Oh, I started watching his. With the pink hair. He had pink hair. Yeah.
It like one season, but it was so good. I was like, there's no more seasons, but I really want to get into anime even more. I like animated cartoons and movies and stuff. And anime is just like a different genre, I guess.
No, I get that.
But it's so dramatic. It's so funny. It's so like, I like action anime. I like when they fighting a lot. Mm-hmm. This one that I'm watching, there's not as much fighting as I need it to be yet, but uh-huh. I'm only on the second episode, so I don't know.
Well, my favorite anime is Sailor Moon because it's perfect and reminds me of myself.
I've never watched Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon is one of the, like, I'm not an anime guy. That's probably the only anime that I can even speak to, but I love the fact of a main character being like blissfully dumb but courageously important when need be. Oh, what are we lighting this blunt to?
Do we have to light the blunt to anything?
Okay, well, maybe not.
No, I mean, if you want to light to something, sure. I'm just saying, like, is that like gonna be our thing, lighting it? I mean, I know we started it like that, but
bitch, we've been doing it like that for like a month now, bitch. What do you mean is that gonna be the thing? What, get it together, bitch. Get it together, bitch.
I don't have no inspiration. I'm just lighting it. Okay. To light it.
We're lighting this one to survive in Mercury retrograde so far.
I don't know if I feel the effects of it because my life is already so trash, so it's really no difference. But I guess everybody's having a hard time.
Well, I don't know. I feel like for me, like, I had a very emotional week last week. Uh-huh. Then this week, everything's been kind of like coasting along. But I've been trying not to shake anything up or switch up like my routines. I've just been keeping everything very like
monotonous.
Like, yeah, just to like avoid everything because it's like 1 week left. It's 1 week left of this. I can survive it without any emotional breakdowns, any big ones.
It's 1 week left of the micro break.
It ends October 1st.
Okay. Oh, October 1st. That seems like, oh my gosh, I'm having an anxiety attack because I have to move in like 3 weeks.
How's that going?
Hate it.
Have you found places yet? Or?
So, I've been looking at places casually online and stuff. I think I'm going to schedule some tours for Saturday.
You think?
I wasn't going to, but Ricky is kind of forcing my hand, so.
Bitch, because you seem very lackadaisical about this.
Because I'm from, and I was just telling him this, like, in Chicago, it's not this hard. Like, you find a place, you go look at it, you tell them you want it, you get it. it's not really that difficult, depending on, when I lived in Chicago, of course, apartments, the hunt is, like, annoying. But it's right. Different because now, you know, up there you can like literally just be driving down the street and you'll see for rent signs on the property or in the window. And you just call them and be like, oh, da, da, da. Mm-hmm. This is not that down here. Everything is like shrouded in secrecy almost. You have mm-hmm. to find the shit online or you have to know somebody who's renting or you have to have a fucking locator. And then like the places down here, I will say now, coming from Chicago, a lot of the basics that a Houston apartment will come with you won't get in Chicago. Like, you're gonna get a dishwasher, you're gonna get AC and heat, you're gonna get like garbage disposal, you're gonna get valet trash.
How did you feel about that?
Stainless steel.
When you first moved, how did you feel about that? Like,
it was luxurious.
I was shook. Okay, because like in Chicago, like you said, like, it comes with shit. You get a closet, and you hope that the building next door might have a laundromat like attached to it or something.
Oh yeah, but there's hardly ever any in unit or in building laundry. Period.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. And so, like, moving out here, like, you bringing it up, I was like, every building out here has in unit laundry, and I'm like, that's amazing. Like, that's a luxury. Like, that's a luxury.
It's literally a luxury, and I don't have in-unit laundry now, and that's a mandatory, that's a requirement for my next place. I will not move in if it doesn't have in-unit laundry, because it's a laundry room for the building.
Right.
Communal?
Yeah.
Either way, I have to walk outside of my apartment to wash my clothes, and it's fucked up. It's like, washers be out of service, dryers be out of service, everybody be using the good washers, and then I figured out how to rig it so I can not pay to wash. Everybody be using a free washer because everybody know how to rig it, so I have to wash late at night. I don't want to have to deal with this.
It's a lot. Like, I feel like
it is mandatory.
I feel like now that I've lived out here, like, I was going to move, and then I was like, well, maybe I won't, and then, like, whatever. But then I started looking for places, and every place I needed and I liked had in-unit laundry, and I needed a patio. And I'm not a patio. I needed a balcony. Like, I needed to be – I can't be on the first floor. I have to be on one of the top floors. So if I'm not on the second floor, I have to be on the fourth floor, fourth or fifth, whatever. I have to be really, really high. And so – looking for apartments have changed so much since moving out here. It's changed. Like, everything's changed. Like, I can never move back to Chicago for that reason alone.
Standards are way higher after moving here.
The price
like,
has
there's just raised. Some stuff I just won't deal with. Like, I could move back to Chicago, but I know I'm gonna be paying a lot more for the shit I paid a lot less for here.
$1 million. And then I also feel like with Chicago, most of the apartments that you do find easily are like old as fuck. Like, they're not they're not modern. Like, it's like he said, like, you have to pay so fucking much, like, to get like the standards that we have, like, where we live at in Chicago. So
yeah, my first apartment was so old. Oh my god. And my second apartment, it was more up to date, but it was also so old. But, you know,
you're like a moving professional.
I felt like I was in Chicago. And you know what's crazy? I was like, because I had called my friend. I was like, I was asking him, like, how do I move? Like, how do they operate down here? Because when I first moved down here, it's a total blur. I don't even remember what that process was. I just remember finding
how long ago was that now?
And somehow I got it. That's like 2.5 years ago at this point. Mm-hmm. I usually stay in my apartments at least 2.5 years, because at least 2 years. I don't like moving. I need to be put for a minute.
Yeah, yo.
But I don't remember what the process was getting in this apartment. I really don't. I just know I got it. I don't remember how much I paid them. I don't know. I don't remember none of that. I do remember I had to pay a $99 move-in fee, but I don't know what the rest of anything else was. I don't fucking know. But I'm stressed out, but I guess I'll figure it out.
You have 3 weeks, so you have no choice now.
Speaking of being in people's houses, I saw a tweet by this girl. She said, and she got a blue check by her name, so she must be somebody. She said, if you're one of those people,
I think she's a basketball
player,
who
have a big issue with people popping up at your house, I'm going to just think you keep a nasty house. Sorry. And I thought that was interesting because, girl, what the fuck? That don't even make sense.
How do those two even come together
you
as
like
a conclusion?
You like people popping up at your house?
Hate it. I hate people popping up on my cell phone trying to talk. Like, I hate
No, for real.
Like, 9 times out of 10, I'd rather just be left the fuck alone. And so it's like, I'm one of people, I have to invite you into my space, or I kind of feel like you're bombarding me. And if I feel bombarded, I kind of shut down. And when I shut down, it's kind of like, you feel unwelcome, and then you feel unwelcome leads to you not want to be my friend anymore. So I try to avoid that shit. I try to avoid ever trying to make someone feel like I don't want them around by only genuinely being around things that I invite in my space at that given time, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So like,
yeah,
I,
that
like,
makes sense.
I'm real selective. So no, don't pop up at my house. Period.
I don't like pop-ups. The only people who could do a pop-up, if I had a man, it would be my man or my
just sisters. Young.
I was thinking my sisters, but like when I lived in Chicago, like we just don't do that. Like it's like even if we didn't plan it days in advance, if I'm 20 minutes away, I'm like, I'm finna stop by, not just pulling up. Hell, hey sister, no, I'm not doing that. Even though y'all my sisters, I'm not. And they don't. Well, my sisters have never really come to my residences ever. Like they don't really show up, but it's okay.
Uh-oh. We'll unpack that later.
It's totally fine. Like I didn't want y'all up here no way. I don't like pop-ups, and it don't got nothing to do with me keeping my house nasty. Now I will say I don't like short notices either, because sometimes, you know, especially if you get in your little depressed mode, or even if you just tired and lazy, like your house be dirtier than normal.
Yeah.
So if somebody's talking about they 20 minutes away, it's like, bitch, I'm freaking out.
And then also, like, we're adults. What do you have? Why do you have spare time to pop up and do anything?
Go home. Don't you got to work in the morning?
Right. Like, that's my main. Like, I, like, literally cringe. Like, now as an adult, if someone asks me to do something on a Wednesday, I'm like, literally, I have, like, 2 days left till the weekend. I will see you Saturday, okay? Leave me alone. Okay? It's just like, no. Like, and it has nothing to do. Like, I'm just one of those. Like, I feel like I'm now at a place in my life where I just kind of want to be left alone unless absolutely necessary. Yes, all the fucking time. Like, I remember being younger, and of course you're younger, but I'm like, yeah, I want to go out, I want to do this, and I want to do that. And now I like plan to do the same shit, and then when it's time to do the same shit, I'm like too tired to fucking do the shit. And then I'm like, okay, never mind, I guess I'll just have to do this another day, because I'd rather just be lazy and sleep and sit around.
Yeah, I don't like doing stuff during the week. I don't like I feel like I'm always at the grocery store, cuz I'm always running out of groceries. Mm-hmm. I hate even having like getting off work and having to stop at the store. Like I just want to get straight in the house. I want to close the door
and I want to be safe off
from the killer. Like I don't want to be out here.
Yeah, and I feel like it's just so much better just in the house lately. Like, and it's so weird to say, like, danger can happen anywhere. Like a gas explosion can happen, whatever. But it's just like, it's like, I'd rather just be in the safety of my own home, away from even like outside of like physical danger. I don't want to deal with anybody's bullshit. I don't want to bump into some drama accidentally. Like I don't want to like be out and then bump into somebody I know, and then all of a sudden they invite me somewhere and I have to pretend I want to go. Like I just rather avoid every instance of being.
I don't worry about that because I don't know nobody.
See, and the thing is, like out here, it's like I randomly meet people because of how I am. Like you know me, I'll randomly just start talking to somebody, and I'm just like, okay, cool, and then get invited to somewhere. I want to avoid that. Don't invite me anywhere. Don't even tell me you're in the city.
I don't get that, I don't get that like in person, but like via text, I know when my friends are about to ask me to come out. Because it always starts the same. It's like, hey friend, or what you doing so-and-so day? Or, you know, or a call from a friend who don't normally call is like, bitch, where you want me to pop up at? I don't feel like coming outside, but what do you want?
Yes.
So.
See, and that's what I'd be missing. Like, I don't want to go outside, but I do like miss like having like a bigger circle of friends out here that I could potentially want if I feel like it, maybe on a crisp Saturday with the sun pointing a different direction than normal, one to go out with and do shit with. But it's just like, I also really admire the amount of like peace and solitude I have out here alone. So like I keep like sometimes when people are like, I'm coming out there, I'm like, oh cool, I'm really happy to see you. But then other times I'm like, oh man, I had a long week. I really just want to relax. And then I'm only off 2 days a week. And then I don't want to spend those days with you because I kind of want to spend them with myself. But it's like, but it's certain people when they come out, I do really want to see. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's provisions for everything, I guess.
Well, I kind of want to come out there for New Year's.
I want you to. That would be fun.
And we could, like, you know, do some work and stuff.
Oh, we could record so much shit for y'all. We can literally convert that room into like a little mini studio.
That'd be fun. I need to see what my money like.
Yeah, no promises but plans. How about that?
Yeah. I really want to dress up for Halloween this year though.
What do you want to be?
I don't want to say just in case I actually do it, because I want it to be a surprise, but it's a movie that came out, I think, earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And I want to recreate a look that I saw in it. I want to say it because it's really not that big of a deal, but like, I don't want nobody stealing my idea either.
But it's not you torn in between the two.
But I text you about it. Actually, okay.
I'm excited.
Right, I'm gonna send it to you right now.
Okay, then I'll react.
This is just the inspiration of like what I want, because she was so badass in this movie.
I kind of want to be a female character too. I won't do it because it's too late to even try to find the outfit. But I wanted to be like Ooh La La from Space Channel 5. It's a video game. It's like an old video game. And she was like a sexy, like, killer, like, dancer, shooter girl. It's just so cute. And it's a really cute video of her dancing.
I don't... The woman that I... that inspired the look, mm-hmm. I can totally, I'm gonna flip it and make it, you know, masculine, obviously, but.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about doing that with her.
Yeah, right?
She would be cool to do that with.
But it was I'm just thinking like it would be way more like dramatic and ho-ish, because it's Halloween. It's just, of course, you can hoe it up. Just
make you can definitely hoe this up. This is hot.
But I'm also torn because I have a 70s themed costume in mind. But I kind of think I want to say that for like,
yeah,
because I think I want to have a 70s themed birthday party.
Really?
I think I might do that. So I might just save the outfit that I want to wear for Halloween for my birthday. I don't know.
Oh.
I've never done anything like fun or festive for my birthday. I mean, I had a hotel party one time. Woo.
That was fun. I still got those videos.
We might be able to post those. I don't know. I think I'm over the like shame of having
that big of a
dildo shoved in my mouth. Like everybody and knows
you,
me by now.
You, yeah, now it's like a normal thing. It's like you wake up and you think about dildos. But
then
they'll
be able to see how young I was, because I don't have no facial hair. I don't have no hair on my head.
And then you took that big dick, and the only thing you did, you said, ah! You just scoffed.
Well, it's just because you put it in a bag. The way we're describing it makes it seem more sexual than it is. It really wasn't sexual at all.
I don't even know.
And first of all, whose dildo was that in my mouth? Now that I'm thinking about it, that's so gross. It was his dildo. Okay.
Yeah, I was always surprised. Like, that's how I knew the party was about to be lit when I walked in and saw that.
He had that in somebody else's ass besides his.
You never know. Would you?
I'm gonna text him right now.
Ask him. Ask him while we're on air.
Bitch, no, because then he gonna think we friends. I don't got that.
That is so stupid.
You know, he I give him an inch and he get the running. And I be nope.
It's the Taurus in us.
Y'all are sick, and that's why I don't want to date y'all ever again.
We're so passionate. You can't say once he was invested in you, it wasn't like a certain amount of passion like just thrown at you.
I can't say a whole lot of bad things about him, to be honest, other than that he's
clingy.
Too emotional, too clingy.
Everything that Aquarius hates.
And I don't like people like giving me no type of pushback. Like I don't like if I say I'm not doing something and then you'd be like, why? Don't ask me why. The answer has been made clear. Not doing this. I am doing this. Just don't ask no questions.
See, and I think like that was the weird part for me, like out of that whole thing with him. Because as a Taurus, like me, if I don't want to do something, Like, you gonna feel I don't want to do it. Like, I'll suck it up if you my nigga. I'll suck it up. But you gonna automatically know that that's probably something I'm not gonna want to do in the first place. So you, like, if you suggest it, you know that I'll be doing it from, like, out of pure affection for you. So, but he was like, he was definitely just like, yep, okay, cool, whatever.
He's very persistent, but he's also very like. I'm sure I've said it on this podcast a million times. I'd be talking crazy to that man sometimes, and he don't be paying me attention. And I'd be like, I would never let nobody talk to me like that. That's crazy. Like, excuse me. Like, I could, the way I have treated men in general, I would never let nobody talk to me the way I'm talking to niggas sometimes. Like, it would never happen.
It's wild.
But the last thing that pissed me off about him was, like, I was trying to get rid of my dog, and he was trying to manipulate the situation. It was a turtle turn off. I was like, because he was like, he wanted the dog, but he was like, I guess he saw my story. I was giving her away. He was like, well, you should just give her to me so you can see her when you want. That's not the purpose of me giving up the dog, so I can see her when I want. You don't go visit an adopted child that you gave away. No, you let that motherfucker grow up and be on her own. So I just felt like he was trying to manipulate me, and I
that was a little bit of gaslighterization. That was weird. Like, yeah, and I don't know.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to him. He's not a bad guy at all, though. So no. that's not what we're saying. So
before we end up blocked. I still give him some pussy. Who he even a block? Not me.
The way people be listening to the podcast and then all of a sudden people end up blocked, you never fucking know.
If you listening to this right now, you motherfucker that blocked me because you got your feelings hurt because I said something on the podcast, grow the fuck up. And that's why I don't date niggas younger than me, because y'all soft.
Funny you say that. Earlier, it was a post, like, a TikTok of this girl. She's like, I said I would never date. You know, like, those... I don't understand TikTok. I feel like I'm so fucking old. Like, I don't understand those videos when they're they're dancing, and then the words are like, damn, I had a good turkey sandwich earlier. And I'm just like, what does the dance have to do with the turkey sandwich words at the top?
That's what makes the TikTok good.
Yeah, but see, and that's where my brain gets so frazzled at. It's like. Wait, what is the? How do these two come together and make this happen? And then sometimes I'm watching the TikTok dances, and like I know I can do them because I can. And mimic something
bitch,
really good.
You look like you're having a seizure right now. I want you to stop.
See, and that's why bitches be hating. That's why I don't be on TikTok, because I know if I go in there, it's gonna be more shit like this. So I avoid that shit. But I was watching a TikTok, and a girl was talking about how she said she would never. She was 29. She said she would never date younger again, and then she ended up falling in love with a boy that was 24. That makes her feel everything she never felt with an older guy. So, like, do you feel like if a younger guy did come along and he did have all the qualities that you asked for, you would still be like, nah.
I'm not going to say that, but I'm not going to deliberately put myself in a situation with somebody who's more than 2 years younger than me. He was 24, I was 27. Yeah. I want to say, or 26, mm-hmm. He was 23, turning 24, and I was just like, I know how slow and stupid I was at 23.
Totally.
And but once you like, hit like 25, you start to like wake the fuck up. So everything that I, everything be so like different after that. And 23 year olds, y'all ain't seen that life yet, and y'all don't know shit. Yeah. I take that back. I'm sorry. I just alienated like a
Wow.
No. I mean, 23-year-olds, y'all have a lot to learn, and y'all are definitely like adults, and y'all have like y'all ways and stuff. But there's some stuff y'all just don't be seeing so clearly sometimes. And
1 million.
And that only comes with
age. You better clean this up.
I'm a little good PR. Spinner. I could be our own PR. Like
I thought I had the degree in PR, but look at this. Look at
bitch,
you.
I'm finna spin us out of this hole real quick. No, listen.
See, but no,
like,
I'll spin us out. See, the thing is, for me, like, me and my friend, we had this conversation. I can do stuff sexually with a 22, 23, 24-year-old. But for dating, I feel like there's nothing more like a 21 or 23 or 24 can like give me really. I need somebody that's like been there and done that. Like everybody's had their experiences, and you can always learn something from someone else that you've never learned or you may not have experienced. But like you said, at 24, 25, like 5, the decisions I were making were just like, what's really going on?
So, but it's like, it's also like, I like to consider that I consider myself to have been mature for my age at
18
through 24.
You were.
And so, I was in a sense, but mentally yeah. I wasn't. And you just simply are not mentally mature enough at those ages to be talking to me.
Totally. Yeah, 1 million. Just 1 million. Like,
you think you know everything, and that's what really clouds a lot of your judgment.
Yeah. But I feel like the thing is, I feel like if you found like a 24, 23, 24 year old that was like totally just like into you and just like your type and just like everything, I feel like you would fold.
I couldn't imagine a 23-year-old being my type, though. Like, I just can't. Like, I don't know. No. Because I just feel like they be, like,
so
they head just be up in the air. They're like, there's nothing going on up there. Like,
yeah. It's like it's something. Like that's why whenever I had a conversation, I'm always just like, there's nothing. Like, I want to meet you where you are, but you have to be able to meet me where I am, too.
And you can't get there.
And you can't get there. Yes. Yes. That's it. You have not purchased your ticket yet, baby. That flight has not taken off to get to this destination.
You got the GPS on, but the signal get kind of, you know, weary out here in the desert because you don't know where the fuck you at.
And that's literally, that's all it is.
Any 23, let me check the demographics because
we about to get canceled.
Baby, nobody.
They about to wipe us out like that one boy who was aging hoes and all that shit. And they had to do an apology letter.
Okay, so you're talking about the guy who's like elite.
Yeah.
You're talking about him?
Yeah, him.
Elite? See, he's very young. And so
yeah,
and so he has he's Gen Z is different, but like generally that age is like they think they're so you're so right about everything at those mm-hmm. ages, and it's like some stuff of course you're gonna be right about, duh, but it's like in the grand scheme of life, a lot of the things that you make a thing at those ages are not real things. Like some shit that I was stressing about at 22 is like, bitch, I would never ever even think about that today.
See, and then like, okay, so then like if you transition that back to like trying to date somebody like that, it's kind of like you don't want to downplay their experiences because they're not your own, but it's just kind of like I want to help you through that, but you got to go through that at least. At least try. Like I don't know how to say it, but anyway, I want to ask this question.
Go ahead. Before you do that, to 16% of our listeners are 18 to 22. 26% of our users are 23 to 27. And, our age group, 28 to 34, makes up the largest portion of this podcast.
So they get it.
And you know I'm 27, but I'm gonna be 28, so I'm kind of right at that record. But to the 16% of you,
and I'm 22, mean no harm. So get it.
I didn't know we was lying on the podcast today. What's today? It's April Fool's. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
I thought it was hating bitch Thursday, but here we go. Let's say you meet the perfect guy, or he seems perfect. You're into him. Everything's going fine.
First of all, this is already preposterous, but go ahead.
let's just say, okay, but just follow the story.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, before we date, I feel like you should go to therapy. Would you go to therapy in order for the relationship to proceed? Because he is the perfect guy for you, and you feel like
man, and he asking me this question?
Okay. You guys are like talking, getting to know each other. Uh-huh. You're feeling him. It's in the pathway of y'all both know y'all about to be boyfriends. And in the midst of that, he's like, before we do this, I feel like you should go to therapy. How would you feel? Would you do it? Would you feel like he's insulting you? And how do you feel about dating someone in therapy?
So, first of all, if he wasn't my man yet, like, solidified, like, we ain't signed the contract yet. And he said that to me.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be done. Because... and let me tell you why. Because I know that sounds dramatic. Oh, my God. Really? I don't like being told what to do. Now, okay. I want to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. I probably will go to therapy. Maybe.
Yeah. Once this podcast take off and we start and we I feel like after our podcast take off, all the hosts immediately go to therapy. It's like take off therapy. Anyway.
So it's not like he's suggesting a bad thing to me.
Right.
But it's the fact that you have no real position in my life and you're asking me to, I don't know. I feel like if you told me and you have told me, bitch, go to therapy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to feel no type of way about that. But I just don't. But this is coming from somebody who's never had a man who I actually cared about. So it's like, let me
take that back. Because just in case y'all listening, I did care about y'all at the time. But I'm talking
Damn. It's like that? Damn. Ooh.
But like, you know, once I'm over somebody, I'm like, girl, you wasn't feeling nothing. Let it go. I don't know. I feel like if I'm sure it would be well intentioned, him saying,
yeah,
but I don't need nobody pushing me in that direction. Would I date somebody? Because you can be willing to do something. Like, I'm willing to go to therapy, but I'm not ready.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So you can't ask me to go. That's like asking an alcoholic to go to AA before you start dating them. No, bitch, go date somebody who's sober. Go date somebody who's already been in therapy if that's what you want. Don't try to push me in that direction if you don't really know if that's what I really want to do. I of course would date somebody in therapy, but I would just be weary because, you know, they in there getting their mind worked on, the therapist is giving them all types of gems and stuff. And they probably gonna break up with you because they're gonna realize that you're not what they need in their life.
Like, well, damn. I feel like
P's and Q's, bitch.
Yeah, I feel like my thing with someone dating someone in therapy, I would love to date someone in therapy, but I feel like they will always be coming home using their tactics on me.
Like, bitch, don't therapize me. Don't do it.
Yeah, like, don't do it. Like, and I feel like they will, like, weaponize therapy against you. And I'm just like, no, like this is supposed to be a thing to open your mind and help you unpack things and get to a place where you feel better. It's about you. Therapy should be about you. I don't want to ever feel like you're in therapy talking about me or giving you a reason to talk about me. Unless it's happy, of course. But like half the time in relationships, you're never all the time happy. And I don't want to ever be someone's added influence to go to therapy even more. So I'd rather just like us work each other separately, come back together when we're in better places to not be influential in therapy.
Yeah, I don't even know if therapy is like something that's gonna
the way you're holding your blunt is so sassy. It's very classy.
I'm giving Cruella DeVille vibes.
It's really giving Uncle Clifford.
It's giving I was about to say it's giving gay uncle vibes.
Yeah, very much so that.
Yeah, I love being a gay uncle. I can't wait until I get some money so my nieces and nephews know I'm like the rich gay uncle. I can't wait to be like the cool rich uncle that they can just like be like, I want a pair of Dunks. I'd be like, okay, I'll get you some Dunks.
Oh, that's cute.
I pay for your books, you know.
Okay, not books, child.
I forgot what I was gonna say, but what was we talking about? Therapy.
Yes. Oh, you got dragged this week.
Did I?
You were in my quote, like on my timeline all fucking week. You're either going viral, your tweets were blowing up, like the man or apartment one going up.
Oh yeah, it's definitely harder to find an apartment, ladies. Let's be clear, a man is you can get a man off the street.
Never.
It ain't that hard.
Never. 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 When I read that, I was like, bitch, there's no way these two are even in the same senses of difficulty in finding.
Because I was at work, looking for apartments, and I was just thinking, like, wow, I want a little boo. I was thinking that at the same time.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's
hard
yeah.
to find a man, and it's hard to find an apartment, but which is harder? I think finding a man is hard.
I think finding a man is harder, too.
Oh, wait. Apartment.
No, I agree with you. No, too late. You can't take it back. Exactly. Yeah, that was a Freudian slip.
That's what they call a Freudian slip. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. But my answer to the public is apartment. It's harder
Y'all caught that? Y'all caught that? Y'all remember early last year I told you he was going to start wanting a man, y'all. It was a Freudian slip. I told y'all I'd be knowing shit, y'all.
I just want a little something. I want us to start off like.
Here we go.
I want it to start off like no pressure. I don't want to have.
What does no pressure mean to you? Explain that for me. What does no pressure mean to you? Like just fucking?
I would equate it to like how I feel with my friends. Like me hanging out with you or hanging out with any of my other friends, no pressure. It's just like fun vibes. Totally. I want it to be like that. Of course, it's not going to be platonic because we want
to without the friend zone vibe.
Without the friend zone vibe. It's like friend without the zone. Shout out to the Friend Zone podcast. Y'all know I love listening to them, but I just had to say.
I hate friend zones.
I got friend zoned recently.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you feel about it?
I'd be a little pressed
whenever I get friend zoned.
Yeah, I was gutted for like a day, but then I was over it. Because
it'd be
like,
that. It is be a day. It'd be like, damn, what the fuck? Okay, damn.
What's wrong with me?
Okay, what? My eye look lazy, so?
Cool.
I don't have a lazy eye.
I've gotten friend zoned before, and it's like, it's really no big deal. The problem is some niggas don't handle rejection well, and then they get a little crazy, and then they block you, and then they get to talk shit about you on Twitter. And
This sounds personal.
I had a real nasty experience with somebody who I curved, and it was just like he did the most. And I got every time my Twitter gets suspended and I make a new one, I block him. Because he was just like so weird, and some people give like rapey vibes, like they don't know how to take a no.
I hate that. But question:
what
did you end up in a burn book?
That was a mess.
That was terrible. That was like okay. So that really gave me bad like PTSD. Because, randomly, in Chicago, there will be these random pages that pop up. And they just start exposing all of your deepest secrets.
Wow.
And every time they pop up, it will be things that you would do with people. It will be videos. It will be pictures. It will be conversations. It will be you talking.
How the fuck did you get this fucking information, yes. Condoleezza Rice?
Yes. And so people will start exposing you. And so I think that also played a large part into, I don't want to be exposed randomly for fucking around. So I feel like that situation helped me unpack that, because there would be so many Chicago exposed pages of bitches getting fucked out, sucking everybody dicks, getting trains ran. It was just terrible. And back then, that was when you couldn't be a hoe. You couldn't be a hoe back then.
Oh, yeah. It was taboo to be a hoe back then.
Yeah, it was taboo.
Even just a few years ago, like people just recently became hoes and was
now I see everybody assholes and dicks all day. Thank you, Kobe.
Like Drea was a pretty controversial person back in the day.
Yes,
now it's like little Drea's everywhere.
It's Drea birthed all of us. Oh, I love that. The title of the episode, birthed by Drea.
And Drea Michelle, not Drea from Four Minds podcast. By the way.
I thought you might say I ain't gonna say it.
Oh, not Drea Kelly.
Yes. Oh bitch, that's dark humor. Bitch, you stupid.
That just tickled me.
This is so stupid. What are we talking about?
But yeah, I I've had friends who ended up on exposed pages, but I'm always afraid that, like, cause I be Yeah, I be doing stuff on Snapchat. I just be afraid, like, somebody is figuring out a way to screen report this without my knowledge. And it's
there are a lot of ways to do that. See, I don't know how. I still pull out my iPad.
Are you? You're going to jail, bitch.
I ain't gonna say why. I'll tell you why later. But I needed whatever. So
I like to if I want to keep something that somebody sent me, I'll ask them. And usually they say yes because it's me. But if they say no, I'd be like, okay, cool.
I couldn't ask him. He would not even. He wouldn't even remotely let me.
I feel that. I don't really like to keep people's stuff only because I think we talked about this last week. I'd be afraid somebody gonna go through my phone.
Oh, see, so. Yeah. Oh no, and it wasn't a bad. It's not even a bad video of him. It's literally just a video of him like looking really cute, and he's like flashing his gun and like showing off his jewelry and shit like that. And he was looking fine. I was like, ooh, and I had to snap him like, you look so fine. I wanted to like. Like screen recorded, but I'm like, he'll probably freak out because you know how these niggas are.
I don't tell my when I'm dating somebody. Mm-hmm. The internet will know very little about it. Like that's just how I am. Like nobody I've ever dated is ever able to be connected back to me. So the fact that people are being exposed in these burn books just says to me like. Not only is the person doing the burn book childish and petty and like, don't you have a job? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, why are you doing this? But also like, you're sloppy that people have these stories about you. And there are stories like, especially in Chicago, like the Chicago gay scene is like the size of a quarter. So a dime. So everybody know everybody. So if you know, some people gonna have the same stories about the same nigga. But it's different when it hits social media because it's like, damn, you really was hoeing, huh?
Really hoeing. And it makes it like, it makes you kind of like, well, it makes me, I can't speak for everybody. It makes me uncomfortable to like share that part. Like, oh, like I was reading something earlier this week and the girl was basically just like, she's getting a lot pickier with who she shares her body with. And I'm just like, I feel that because it's like, I feel like I always go down this path, but I just, that plays so much into like how I perceive that part of intimacy with someone. Cause I like, even now if I send something to somebody, I'm always just like, I wonder if they're going to save that and like post it later or something like that.
Yeah. That's why and I always make sure my shit top tier. You ain't going to leak no bad shit.
Exactly. Bitch, I'll put a party hat on it if I need to, bitch. It's going to look festive. Like sometimes I be feeling like Sukihana. Like, I feel like Sukihana a lot of the time, actually. Like, I'd be walking, and I'd be like, I got some good-ass pussy. This shit wet. It's tight. I suck good dick. Yeah. 5'5", but my throat 6'6". Suck a mean dick. Whatever. You know? And so it's just like, I feel like Sukihana half the time. Like, online, when she be showing off her body, she got, her body's perfect.
She has nice titties. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, but she posted another video this week. My friend Tara sent it to me. I'm like, five. Like, it's just like, it's something about her bitch being how sexually free she is that I want to embody. But it's just kind of like, I'm always just like, even I posted something on Twitter last night. I was like, I should probably delete that.
Yeah, some people just don't give that. You don't really give that.
Okay, so it's funny you say that. Yeah. I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, I'm like Angela Simmons. Like, I don't give sexy. No. So.
You have to elaborate. What does that mean?
So, you know, oh, here we go. Okay, so Angela Simmons, she, like, lately, she's been trying to be sexier and, like, stop, you want me to get canceled. Stop.
Shout out to Angela.
I really like her. But listen, great. I think she's awesome. But listen, she be trying to be sexy and it comes off kind of like, I don't want you to be sexy, girl. I want you to like just be cute and like in your space, wherever you spacing at. And it's just like, so every time I see her on my timeline being sexy, I'm like, oh, you're really cute. But you're not sexy doing that.
Some people don't have the sexy. Like, I know for a fact I don't give sexy. I don't try to give sexy. I try to just, you know, I try to just exist. People who are not naturally like sexy and they try to be, it's like Vanessa from the Bernie Mac show doing OnlyFans.
Yes. Yes. Why?
Girl, like, beautiful girl, but you're not sexy.
And so
and I don't think people, not that she's not sexy, that sounds bad, but like,
it's,
you don't,
that's not her brand. Appeal. That's not her brand. That's not her brand. That's not her brand. I like that. I like the name. Yeah. I like, I want product. I want merchandise with that on it. That is not your brand. That is not your brand. Like, that is awesome. Like, no. And so it's just like I did that last night and it was like, my inbox suddenly became like this flutterization of people. Oh, you like, oh, and I was like, oh my God, this is not what I wanted. I found the video and I was like, oh, his mom was kind of cute. I should share that. I shared it. And then I immediately regretted it because I sent it to you and my other best friend, Tara. And I was just like, oh my God, this is bad, right? And
I didn't watch it because I don't want to watch my friends doing stuff. So it's like,
oh my God, bitch. Okay, well, anyway, Tara was like, oh really? And I was like, oh my God, that means that's bad. I should delete it. And it got so many views. I was just like, oh my God, now I'm gonna end up in somebody's burn book, toe sucking.
Yeah, I mean,
toe
sucking.
Huh? Terry Joe.
What'd you say?
Oh.
What you said, you little homosexual?
Oh my God. This is so stupid.
I like, people know I post like freaky stuff and stuff, but and some people might, who know me might say that I have sex appeal. I just don't feel sexy. I feel like a goofy person all the time. I'm definitely not the sexy friend. I'm not the cute friend. I'm not the first one that niggas is gonna pull up to at the club. Like, I'm the funny one, but I'm.
Is that your brand? Is that your brand?
My brand is funny.
What is your brand?
My brand is funny foot freak who also likes other nasty freaky things. But it's like, I'm not somebody who, I don't feel like I'm somebody who gives off like, oh, I want to talk to him energy, or I don't think I give like, I think I give Angela Simmons, no shade, like, it's just,
oh,
like,
my God. We're both we're Angela Vanessa Simmons.
I just think I give off, I'm very much Issa Rae, very much awkward black girl.
Yeah.
That's really me.
Wait, before we go there, like, describing yourself as Angela Simmons is wild. Like the fact,
I know,
but the fact like that can be an actual description of how somebody come off is perfect. That's hilarious.
There's shout out to Angela. Sorry, girl.
Right. Okay. When this pops back up later on, it's a wrap. Oh. Right. Right. Ain't no way around that.
We might as well just start. Get out apology letters. Lined up. Have a mustache. Okay.
Sorry. 20 to 25-year-olds we insulted today.
Oh my God. Speaking of insulting people, Erica Banks.
Oh God.
This girl said she, you know, she went to her close friends. First of all, this is why I'm probably going to eliminate my close friends in my circle. Because y'all leaking people shit and that's fucking corny.
That's
wild.
What's
also corny is her saying that she only hangs out with a certain type of girl in the club. I feel like that's real.
Okay.
It's real artificial. It's real superficial. But my question to you is like, are there people who you... Do you have requirements or secret requirements?
Yes, 1,000,000%.
Get the cancellation going.
Let's roll that cancellation bus on over me. Okay, because bitch, I'm about to get ran over. Okay, so listen. Realistically, everybody has a brand of a person that they hang around. Nobody is just hanging around with anybody. If that's the case, there will be world peace. there are certain things about certain people that you like, and you hang around them. And you're like, okay, I like that aspect of you. I'm going to hang around you. So that's like, so when it comes to people who dress nice, they're not hanging around other people who don't dress nice. They hang around people who dress nice. That is just a preference. Like I didn't really listen to everything she said. I will say that. So I feel like Angela Yee right now. But
she says she don't. It, she basically saying she wants to protect her brand, and she only she wanna hang around thick bitches. Yeah. No skinny girls. No girls with bad hair. No girls who can't dress.
But you know who also said that this week and got canceled earlier? Well, Britney Spears. She was kind of like, she kind of alluded to the same exact thing. She's like, in the industry, she's gaining some weight or whatever, or her body's different, and then they put her next to these really skinny girls, and it makes her look fat. And then in comparison, she brought up Christina Aguilera's dancers and how they make Christina Aguilera look. And I was just like, how she said it was so incorrect. But in actuality,
in her problematic era.
Yes, here we go. But what she was trying to say actually made sense. Because if I look a certain way, I don't want to be around somebody that takes my brand down. Like, yeah, you could be nice, you can be sweet, but you're not the friend I would probably go hang out with. Just like somebody wouldn't go hang out with me particularly because I'm loud or because I like fucking want to go home early. Like it's certain things. Like
I think it's a difference between having like personalities of people, like certain personalities on your blacklist.
That's 1 million.
Fine, because you don't want to hang out with dumbasses. You don't want to hang out with ignorant people. You don't want to hang out with people who who stiff their waiters. You don't want to hang out with people who don't clean up after the table after they finish totally eating different. At a restaurant. You bitches are fucking gross and disrespectful. Those people work hard all day. Straighten the table up when you leave. Damn it.
Immediately. But it is different. It's different.
But like
it's
you different. Just don't want to hang out with bad people. But that's different from saying like you have to look a certain way to hang out with me. I think that's a little weird for me.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. I will say that. Like I draw the line. Like when I hang out with somebody, I need to know. And I'm not talking about appearance wise. I need to know that you are going to come out dressed properly. That is like literally my only requirement other than if I like you as a person. I need to make sure that your presentation matches my presentation. I don't care if you skinny, fat, black, blue, green, transparent. Just make sure that your appearance adds to my appearance. Just like I'm gonna make sure that my appearance doesn't hinder yours. That even goes as far as dating too. Like, the person you're with has to add to everything that you are.
But see, the thing is, when you're in relationship with somebody, if you don't like the way they dress and you're delicate enough about delivering that, you can build you a friend or a man. You can influence your friends. Like, my friends have influenced stuff that I wear.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, y'all dress cool. I want to dress cool, too. So I'm going to buy that. But we don't ever discuss it. But, like, I don't.
But that's different. I'm talking about like when you're like, well, you could, yeah. I was speaking about dating wise, but I mean, if you,
I know what you're saying.
But but first of all, let me make this clear.
I know what you're about to say too. Go ahead.
Okay. What am I saying?
I don't know, but what I was about to say is I wouldn't even date nobody who dressed bad. Like I wouldn't even attempt.
Me either. Period. Yeah, so I wouldn't even waste nobody's time. So that's what I was about to say.
That's not what you was about to say.
That is. That's exactly what I was about to say.
I wouldn't even go after nobody who. And it's. I feel like it's really hard to dress bad.
Nowadays, you like no. Some people just don't know how. No, I think it's super easy to dress bad because some people just don't know how to dress themselves.
But what's bad? Like I feel like bad to me is like.
If
how white people dress.
Okay, that if it's like certain things that's like you know no one wears anymore. If you saw it on the first season of Empire and you're still wearing it, that's bad.
Okay. Give me some examples of bad stuff that people wear.
A pleather shirt. with like the pleather shirts. Remember back in the day, like it was this
That's
all
such like
it,
a 40-year-old man thing.
No, in general, like I hate those.
22 with a leather jacket shirt.
I tried to fit in that era so bad. It was just, it didn't work. It's bad then, it's bad now.
And I have leather shirts, by the way.
We both have. We have pictures in those. We have pictures in said leather shirts. So, go figure.
Don't scroll down my Instagram.
don't look too far on my Facebook now, Chad. What else?
I hate really loud shirts. I don't like stripes. I don't like a lot of patterns.
Polka dots.
I don't like polka dots. Hate the worst. I don't like flashy stuff. It's very tacky.
And I feel like I dress so weird nowadays. So like sometimes when I'm like getting dressed now, I'm like, let me pull this in some, because this looks fucking insane. And then it's like other times I'm like, this is just how I feel like dressing. But it's like you have to get to that place where I really don't give a fuck, and this is just how I feel like dressing, where it makes sense in the center. And some people don't ever get to the center. They lost out in the desert looking nuts, wanting us to not look at them like they look crazy and not tactful. It's just like you can dress however you want. Like people in New York wear whatever the fuck they want, but it's an attitude. It's a feeling. It's like how
if
they
it's
put
your
it together.
Style is like
yes.
You can tell
yes.
when somebody is like
yeah.
Somebody is like expressing themselves through what they're wearing versus somebody having on some shit that they thought was cute.
Yes, and I hate that shit. And like, just, and that could be labels too.
And just one thing that I hate also is like knee-length jean shorts.
I love a good baggy short. I love a George.
If you can pull it off, I don't know if I've ever seen yes. you in that, but if it's pulled off nicely, sure. Like some people are like that's their style. I'm talking about like a pair of shorts yeah. at the knee yeah. that look like they were yeah. cut from a pair of jeans. I don't like those.
Yeah, I legit have a pair that I'm sitting on waiting for the right outfit, because if you don't wear the right outfit, it looks insane.
Okay, well, I just got canceled by my co-hosts, and there's that.
Look.
They might look cute on you. I don't...
Look how far down they go.
I'm not feeling that. It's given 2007.
Look how far down they go. It's wild.
I'm sure you'll pull it together, but I don't like seeing it. I don't think you're envisioning the type of jeans that I'm talking about either. So I'm not sure.
I'm thinking John Cena. Thinking John Cena.
No. Oh. I'm talking about tight to the skin at that length.
Oh.
And frayed at the bottom.
Oh,
or folded
burn.
Up. I don't like those.
Burn them at the stake.
Yeah, those
burn
are
them.
Talking about.
Oh, cancel it. Cancel it. I hate that shit. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Even
it
though I kind of just wore a pair. I think I kind of just wore a pair, but they were kind of baggy, so it does not count. Oh, but they weren't to the knee. They were to my upper thigh. So
I feel like we've
count.
Been bashing people all episode. Let's bring love into the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's bring love.
Wear what you want to wear, but in regards to like having requirements for how your friends need to look in order for them to hang out with you. And then she posted a picture with her friends, and it's like, girl, these is the girls you was talking about. But anyway, I'm gonna leave her alone. Erica Banks got her own issues in life. I don't know. Shout out to her.
I feel like she just one of those people. She just wants to fit in somewhere so bad. Like it was like she's been trying to fit in everywhere, and it has just not been working.
I hope
like
she does well for herself.
She thought she was gonna be the new Megan. That didn't work out too well. It's just like no. I feel like hey, how do you feel about Megan Thee Stallion?
I like Megan Thee Stallion. Why? Now you ask.
Just curious. It's just been a lot going on, and we don't talk about Megan a lot, and she gets spoken out and whispered about a lot.
You know.
Let me just
really
stir the pot. Stir the pot.
Really tried. I really battle with like discussing celebrities on this show. I battle with the urge to want to do that.
Yes.
This is really not a pop culture podcast, and I really don't want it to be. Mm-hmm. But we obviously have talked about celebrities. We try to do it briefly though. We don't really stay there too long.
We visit it and then we say bye bye.
So that's why I don't really bring up a lot of the female rap stuff. It's just like,
but this is what's going on around us and what people are talking about.
I know that that be the conflict. I know people be wanting to hear that, but it's like, y'all, I don't. I'm telling y'all now, this ain't that show. So go listen to something else if you want pop culture, Twitter news all day. We're not doing it.
We'll visit it, but we ain't staying.
But I like all the girls. I hope they all get it together. But I also hope everybody leaves Nicki Minaj alone. So there's that.
Here we go.
Cause y'all always want her to beef with somebody, and it's like y'all be creating the problems, y'all stuff.
I don't. My main thing is I feel like every problem would get solved if everybody legit just said each other's name. That way you're not ever confused with who a shot is towards. Like, I know they have to be ambiguous and like PR nightmare, oh my god, blah blah blah, but
which
you
I don't
also
think Nikki cares about. Clearly she don't give a fuck.
But she cares about enough to aim the gun but not pull the trigger yet. And it's just like I always wait for her to stop aiming that gun and just start shooting her.
The thing is, Nicki has never said another female rapper's name
ever.
So I don't know why people would ever expect her to say that. And plus, a lot of times, now sometimes you can tell who she's talking about, but a lot of times people be making her bars about people.
And I know they have to feed off that type of like stuff, kind of, because it controversy creates catch. So it's kind of like, I just want one time, like, Nicki literally at the end of the day is the big dog. He looking at me side eye. Nicki at the end of the day is the big dog, is the like top female rapper still to this day. But I'm waiting for her to pull that big dog move and bark. Not like a whimper and not like none of that. I want her to bark at these hoes and like just be like, okay. Like, and I know this is unrealistic, because it's just like, why would she fucking do that? Like, why? But it is kind of like,
Jay-Z has never done it. We don't need
exactly.
We don't need to stoop low with the pigeons.
Exactly. But I get it. I the roaches scattering when they're like, come on. But it's just like, in the same breath, it's just like, it's been a constant thing, though. Like, and Jay-Z got people who do the work for him, too, though. We're not going to sleep on that fact.
Okay, I want to get slapped by Tata.
Okay. Okay, bitch, you set yourself up. Like, bitch, what's up? Okay, but yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening to
this. You avoided answering that real good.
What? Wow. Answer what?
Wow, you started the episode with a good PR stunt and you ended with
what
one.
Did you ask me?
It's okay, no worries. We'll understand how you feel about Megan and her everything.
I said I like Megan.
Okay, cool.
Her music is on my phone. What else do you want me to? She's on Aquarius. I'm not gonna suck her dick on this podcast. I don't do that, okay?
Perfect.
Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Follow me if you can find me.
And I'm Ken Lush, at Ken Lush everywhere. I think it's Ken Lush X or Ken, I don't know. I never know what the fuck my Twitter is. I really gave up at this point of even trying to figure out, because every week I fucking come on here and I say the fucking same shit. My link's in my bio. Follow them, click them.
And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Period.
Ow.
Bye. Period. Ah, period.